of Inclyman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So where are we headed this week?
We're going to Rosaline.
Who's behind that?
Chef Ricardo Zarate, who we've seen at a bunch of other places in Los Angeles before, notably Pica and Mochica, where we first discovered him.
He's had a whole sort of up and down experience, which happens if you're in this business long enough. But Rosaline seems like it's a pretty interesting landing on your feet kind of situation. So ceviches?
Well, of course there's ceviches. It's a Peruvian-style restaurant. And my favorite, weirdly enough, was a mushroom ceviche, which I don't think I'd ever seen before, which was like king mushrooms and portobellos and shimejis and some other things with some avocado in a ponzu-y sauce that had some burnt tomato in it.
I like it. You kind of see the Japanese technique that he grew up with when he was working in those kind of restaurants.
He worked in fusion restaurants for a giant period of his life, both in London and at a place on Abbot Kinney here.
And what about meat-driven Peruvian restaurants? Is there any such thing as big plates here?
Yeah, of course there are. There's only a few sharing plates. They tend to go around giant rice dishes. But I think the one that I like the best, I remember you loving too, was something called the wane. Wane is a giant tamale from the Peruvian jungle. It's a combo platter almost. There's a lot of stuff that's wrapped up in it. And it's called wane for a kind of interesting reason.
Why?
Because somebody decided that they look like the severed head of John the Baptist.
I had no idea that was coming out of your mouth.
There are always wanes around the feast day of John the Baptist.
When that came to the table, I wanted to own it myself. I didn't want to share it with anybody.
I could see that. Their version of it has pork shank. It has a Swedish adobo-like sauce. There's garbanzos. There's, I guess, masa or tamale material. There's a hard-boiled egg and onions and nuts and things, and it's all wrapped in a banana leaf. There's another leaf that you'd probably use if you were in Peru, but as we're not so much in the steamable leaf business here in California, banana leaf works just fine.
Yeah, a super comforting dish with so many levels of flavor.
And it is shareable, but there's no reason why you couldn't have one all to yourself. They have other big rice dishes. There's an arroz con mariscos, which is sort of South American style or a Latino style paella, which is a little soupy with sea urchin and clams and scallops. And one that almost seems to be their signature there, which is the chaufa paella. Do you know that dish, chaufa?
I know I've had it, but I'm blanking. Describe it to me.
It's basically the Chinese Peruvian version of fried rice. Or chow fun, right?
Yeah.
He does it in a paella pan with pancetta, prawns, a shrimp paste to give it a little bit of funkiness, and a lot of Chinese sausage.
Sounds delicious.
It's like a umami combo platter with a lot of rice involved.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Rosaline in West Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.